Fragt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Ketzad, Boitken es Eidim. How do the Dayanim check the witnesses? Boitik, like Bedikas Chametz. You have to make sure there's no Chametz. How do we make sure that the witnesses aren't lying? Sagt der Mishnah, Machnisa Noisam, the Dayanim bring them into the Bezdin room. Oma'aymin Aleyan. And they make them quite afraid of saying false Eidus. The Batanura explains that the Bezin tells them that when Eidus take money to lie, even the person who paid them looks down upon them. And they tell them about a story in Tanakh where witnesses were hired by Queen Izebel, Achav's wife, to say Eidus Sheker against Nevois, and even the royal advisors who suggested, let's hire those people, they'll do it. So he said, those are two corrupt people. Anoshim b'nei Belial. So in other words, when you're looking for someone to lie, even you yourself already are looking for rishayim, for wicked people. So just remember, if you took money for lying, even the one who hires you knows you're wicked. Zokta Mishnah Vayter, umaytziyin eskala adam l'chutz. They then send everyone out of the Bezdin room. Umishayrin esagadol shebehen. They leave over the senior aide. They want him to be alone. We're going to ask questions from each aide alone without the other aide. Because if they're together, they could signal the answers to each other. The Yarmim Lay, they say to him, Emar, tell us. Now, no one's in the courtroom except the two litigants. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are arguing about something. Reuven says Shimon owes him money. Those two are there. The Bezdin is here and this one aide. And they say, Amar, tell us, how do you know that Reuven owes Shimon money? Im Amar, if he says, well, who Amali Shini Chayiv Loi? Reuven, Shimon claims Reuven owes him money. Reuven, the defendant, he said to me that I owe money to Shimon. Or suppose he says, Ish Ploini Amali Shu Chayiv Loi. The witness says, Yankel told me that Reuven owes money to Shimon. Oh, that's how you know? That's why you're coming to Bezin to say Eidus? That Reuven owes money to Shimon on the basis of what Reuven told you, what Yankel told you, Lo Yomar Klum. This witness has said nothing. In other words, we're not mekabel his Eidus. What do you mean? Reuven himself said to him that I owe money to Shimon. Zokta Bat Tanura, a lot of times people say, oh, I owe money, I have so many chayvis. They talk that way. They don't want people to think that they're rich. And in the second case, where the aide says, Yankel told me that Reuven owes Shimon money. So here's our problem. It's how Rashi explains it. An aide comes to say what he saw himself, not what someone else told you. When would it be a good aidus? At sheyoymer, until he says, Beferish, Befaneinu, Hoydeloi, Shuchayevloi, Messiahim, Zuz. Reuven said to me and someone else, you're my witness to the fact that I owe him, I owe Shimon money. And that for sure was a real admission. That wasn't stam to make it look like, don't come to me for tzedakah, don't come to me for a loan, I have chayvis. No, no. If he was just pretending that he owes money, he wouldn't have mamish said it to two witnesses. Now, bivadai, if an aide says, I saw the lender giving the money to the borrower, that we for sure accept. The Mishnah is teaching us, you don't even need that. It's enough for the aide to say, Eidos, that Reuven said officially to Edom that he owes money. So again, we won't accept his Eidos at Sheyoymer until he says, Befineinu haideloi, in front of us, me and someone else, Reuven was made to Shimon Shulchayev loi Messiah Zuz, that he owes him 200 Zuz. His Kavana to say it to two people is that he's officially being made to Shimon. All right, so after we're finished with the first, the Achakach afterwards, Machnisin as Hasheni, we bring in the second aid, Uboitim Mason. I want to remind you, we're talking about being Boidik Eidim in a money case. Later on, we're going to see how we're Boidik Eidim when it comes to a case where he would be Chayiv Misa. So the Achakach afterwards, Machnisin as Hasheni, we bring in the second aid, Uboitim Mason, we're Boidikim. Im Nimtzu, if it turns out that Devreya Mechavonim, their words are exact. What does Kavona mean by davening? You're focusing on what you're saying. Mechuvon means it lines up, it's exact. Now, the Edom basically are saying the same thing. We ask them basic facts. When, where the money was borrowed. And nice, it seems they're both basically saying the same story. So, noisin v'noisin v'davar. Then the Dayonim discuss the case amongst themselves. And suppose we have this outcome. Shnayim amrim zakai. Two of the judges, after they hear the testimony, what each one says, they say Reuven does not owe the money. Zakai. He's innocent. V'echad oimer. One of the three says, Chayiv. So then Zakai doesn't have to pay. Shnayim amrim chayiv. If two of the Dayanim say he has to pay, v'echad oimer zakai, and one says he doesn't have to pay, then chayiv, he does have to pay. Zok the Mishnah weiter. V'yafilu shnayim zakai, or even if two of the Dayanim say doesn't have to pay. Oy shnayim chayivin, and two of the Dayanim say he does have to pay. The echad oimer, and one says, meaning the third dayan says, "Ain't he there? I don't know." So yisifu ha-dayanim. We add more dayanim to the bezin, being that the third dayan can't be counted. He says he doesn't know, so it's as if he's not here, and we can't give a psak on money unless there's at least three dayanim. Incidentally, how many dayanim do you have to add? So the Taisus Yamtiv brings two. Why do I need two? There was only one dayan who couldn't make up his mind. And the answer is we need another two so that the dayanim can discuss this amongst themselves. We need dayanim to talk to each other. What do you mean? You have the first two. The first two already made up their minds. So if we want a fresh opinion, we need at least another two dayanim. That's why you learn with a chavrusa, because when you discuss something with someone and he argues back, and you argue back, and especially if you meet at L'shem Shemayim, you want to understand the halacha, that's how the emes comes out. Well, let's see. What's going to be now if I add another two? So I have a total of five. The original three plus another two. Well, what if out of the five, two say he's potter, two say he's chayiv, and one says he doesn't know? So you add another two. And you'll keep going until you get to 71. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, how are you biting the Edom? They would bring them in and basically scare them. They were told, if you were hired to say Edus, even the people that hire you look down at you. They consider you a terrible person. Because when they told Ezevel, here, hire those two people to say Edus against Nevois, they said, those two terrible people, they'll do it. Because only terrible people do such things. Then they send everyone out. The only one that's left are, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, where Shimon claims that Reuven owes him money. We start with the senior of the two Edom. And we say to him, how do you know that Reuven owes Shimon money? If he says, Reuven told me he's chayiv, or Yankel told me he's chayiv, that's nothing. Unless the aid says, Reuven said to me and to someone else, like as official Edom, you should know I am chayiv 200 ziz to Shimon. We don't think now that he's lying. Otherwise, some of his people tend to say, I owe money, even if it's not true, because they want to make it look like they're not rich. They have so many chayivs. But if Imamish says it to two Edom, that's something else. Afterwards, we bring in the second aid. We ask him questions. If it turns out that the two are basically saying the same story, and on the main issues, where, how much, when, they're both saying the same thing, then Bezin discusses it amongst themselves. If two out of the three say he's potter, and one says he's chayiv, he's potter. If two out of the three say he's chayiv, and one says he's potter, he's chayiv. If out of the three dayanim, one says potter, one says chayiv, and the third one says, I'm not sure, I don't know, then we have to add more dayanim.